This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. At 73, Dawn Zuidgeest-Kraft breaks barriers as oldest medical resident in U.S. history, editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence: Dawn Zuidgeest-Kraft is making medical history at 73 years old, becoming what is believed to be the oldest person to start a medical residency in the United States. The former nurse and business executive began her internal medicine residency at Fresno County Hospital in California, according to an interview published in Stat News. Key takeaways: Dawn Zuidgeest-Kraft started medical residency at age 73 at Fresno County Hospital. She completed medical school after a 35-year career as a registered nurse. Her case highlights changing demographics and career flexibility in medicine. 73 years age at which Zuidgeest-Kraft began medical residency, potentially the oldest in U.S. history. Medical training timeline by life stage. Traditional versus non-traditional medical education pathways, 25 to 30. Typical residency start age, 35 to 45. Career changer range, 73 Zuidgeest-Kraft's age. Source, Stat News, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. From nursing to medicine. After 4 decades, Zuidgeest-Kraft's journey to medicine began with a 35-year career as a registered nurse, followed by roles in healthcare administration and business. "I'm pretty much all in," she told Stat News about her commitment to completing residency training despite her age. Her transition reflects broader trends in medical education, where career changers are increasingly common. The Association of American Medical Colleges reports growing numbers of non-traditional medical students, though none approaching Zuidgeest-Kraft's age. Challenges and opportunities in late-career medical training. The physical and mental demands of residency training present unique challenges for older trainees. Zuidgeest-Kraft acknowledged the intensity of the program, but emphasized her extensive healthcare experience as an asset. "There are some physicians that work to 100, she noted in the Stat interview. Her supervisor at Fresno County Hospital praised her clinical knowledge and work ethic, according to the report. This case raises questions about age limits in medical training and the potential contributions of experienced healthcare professionals transitioning to physician roles. Implications for medical workforce planning. Zuidgeest-Kraft's case occurs amid ongoing physician shortages in the United States, particularly in primary care and underserved areas. The AAMC projects a shortage of up to 86,000 physicians by 2036. Her story also highlights changing attitudes toward retirement and career transitions in healthcare. As life expectancy increases and healthcare workers remain active longer, traditional age assumptions about medical training may require policy reconsideration. "I'm pretty much all in," reflecting complete commitment to medical training despite starting residency at age 73. Dawn Zuidgeest-Kraft, internal medicine resident, Fresno County Hospital, Stat News, 2026. What this means for patients: experienced healthcare professionals may bring unique perspectives and skills to patient care. For clinicians, career transitions to medicine remain possible at advanced ages with proper support systems. For policymakers, age-inclusive medical training policies could help address physician shortages and maximize healthcare workforce potential. Frequently asked questions: is there an age limit for medical residency? No federal age limit exists for medical residency training in the United States. Individual programs may have unofficial preferences, but age discrimination in medical training is prohibited by law. How common are older medical residents? While specific statistics are limited, medical residents over age 60 are extremely rare. Most career-changing physicians begin training in their 30s or 40s. What advantages might older residents have? Older residents often bring extensive life experience, professional skills, and healthcare knowledge that can benefit patient care and teaching younger colleagues. Zuidgeest-Kraft's groundbreaking journey challenges conventional assumptions about medical training timelines and demonstrates that dedication to medicine can transcend traditional age boundaries. Her success in residency training may inspire other experienced healthcare professionals to pursue physician careers and prompt medical institutions to reconsider age-related barriers in medical education. Source: I'm Pretty Much All In, an interview with a woman starting medical residency at almost 73.